Welcome back to Manning the Console. We're fixing to take off into hour two or segment two. And anyway, putting silliness aside, this is a great project, Appalachian Road Show. It's Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb, and boy, is it fantastic. Anyway, they kicked this thing off with Mr. Sam Elliott himself. Man, take a listen. It's great.
Appalachian Mountain people has been woven together through the years from many different styles and strands of cultural DNA. It has been described by some as perhaps the very soul of the region's rich history, forged together from the fires of the great Civil War battles to the coal mines of eastern Kentucky and West Virginia, from the logging camps in the Upine Hills of Virginia to the quartets that sang in the church houses of western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia. The musical heritage continues to endure. Whether it's the old-time minstrel and medicine shows that traveled throughout the country in the late 19th century, or the enslaved Africans that brought so much of their unique and soulful music stylings to the region, the deep emotion you feel when you hear it is undeniable. Like the long-time traditions such as farming, quilting, and unparalleled craftsmanship, this music has been passed down from generation to generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb proudly present to you Appalachian Road Show.
From on high, you better set your house in order, or you must surely die. He turned to the wall and weeping, we see him there in tears. He got his business fixed on right. God spared him 15 years. There's a little back train coming. Fix all your business right. A little black train to come. It could be here tonight. We'll stop at the judgment bar. There's a little black train coming. Fix all your business right. A little black train coming. It could be here tonight. Spare me. I see my wicked plight. Have mercy, Lord, upon me. Please come and set me right. But death had fixed his shackles up on his chain so tight. Before he got his business fixed, black train inside. There's a little black train coming.
fix all your business right. A little black train to come. It could be here tonight. There's a little black train coming.
There's a little black train that's coming.
Fix all your business right. A little black train to come. It could be here tonight.
Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in the grass. of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really keep me handy. She say, "Nanny, don't you whip that boy. What you want to spank him for? He ain't got no apple core. I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for my grandma's hand. Yeah, grandma's hand played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hand, boys, it really came in handy. Grandma's hand.
Boy, I got mesmerized with that one. I apologize. Anyway, that's Ernie Hawson's Signature Sound. Man, was that good, huh? Let's see, that's off of the CD album, cassette, however you got it. Happy People is the name of it. And Got a fantastic cover on the thing, just sitting on the couch in some crazy beautiful outfits. Tim O'Brien had a song for us called Grandma's Hands. I like that tune. I like this album. It is a dandy. I like this CD, too. Where the River Meets the Road is the name of the project. And Tim O'Brien, I get to run into old Timmy again here before long. I look forward to that. We got to see him in Athens, Tennessee at, I think, their local cultural center. You can tell I don't use that word often. A few years back. And, man, it was tremendous. I mean, literally tremendous. They ought to do what Daryl Scott was doing there for a while. It may be expensive to get a really super good sound man, but Daryl Scott, what he did there for a while, I guess about a year or more, he took a guy with him, and he recorded all his shows and then turned right around, and he would sell you that show off of his either website or Facebook page. Anyway, I bought one where he was here in Knoxville at the Bijou Theater a couple years back, and it was just tremendous. Anyway, my point is all these entertainers, they ought to use that. Man, what a great idea that turned out to be. Dale M. Bradley had a tune for us, let's see, for a self-titled CD from 2017. This is My Year for Mexico. Love Mexico, but I don't think I'll go back until they kind of clear it up just a little bit. The roads are a little bit, there's some hazards on them, I hear. Appalachian Roadshow kicked that set off with a fine intro from Mr. Sam Elliott. Let's see. The name of the project, let's see. Appalachian Roadshow. It's self-titled, I guess. Yes, self-titled. And then, after the intro from Mr. Sam, we played cut number two, or track number two, Little Black Train. Little Black Train. There you go. Potato, potato. We got the Primitive Quartet, Jerry Jeff Walker. You can hear just a little bit of anything on this program. That's one reason that I started doing it. That's one reason I like to do it. You're going to get anything from bluegrass to southern rock, gospel, Americana, folk. Let's see. Yeah, I guess this would be considered folk coming up with Miss Catherine Muller. One fine, fine individual that there's a great story. I called Catherine not too long ago. Well, it's been about 2 years ago now, I guess. And was trying to get in touch with her about some music and stuff like that. And her husband answered the phone and he thought it was a telemarketer, so he hung up on me. It's a great story because Catherine and I just went back and forth talking about it the other day and both got a kick out of it. Anyway, we're going to feature Catherine Muller. You probably don't know much about her. She's a fine artist. I mean, a super fine artist. And she's from way up north. And she is a wonderful individual, and I think it's last year I sent a donation to her. She was helping the local needy for food and stuff around Christmas time, and I don't know, I sent her $20-$25, something like that, and was tickled to death to do so. And what she was doing, I believe, if I remember correctly, she was selling her CDs, and every bit of the profit, 100%, that she made off of it for, I don't know, a month or I don't remember how long it ran now. And I thought, well, man, there ain't no better way than to spend a little money than to help a situation like that. And anyway, what I was reason I brought her up, too, was we're going to do a segment on her coming up in the new year in 2019. 2019 coming up just right around the corner. Anyway, look forward to that. Let's see, I got to get in touch with Rick again, too. I'll talk more about that in the near future. Here's the Primitive Quartet doing a song called I'm Looking Through New Eyes.
This old tongue that once used God's name in vain now talks so different since the day Jesus came. And that little church house where the hypocrites go, now they look like saints that's been washed white as snow. I'm looking through new eyes. I have been born again. Jesus took my guilt, placed a new heart within. But not back where I've been. Praise God, what a
a feeling to be forgiven of sin. And contentment has replaced doubts and fears. This old-time salvation, thank God it is real. And I wish everybody could know what I feel. I'm looking through new eyes. I have been born again. Jesus took my guilt, placed a new heart within. Praise God, what a feeling to be forgiven of sin. I'm looking through new eyes, I have been born again. Jesus took my guilt, placed a new heart within. I'm looking through new eyes, but not back where I've been. Praise God, what a feeling to be forgiven of sin.
Of sin. Ran into a friend of mine the other day, and he said that I went to high school with him. He said, said I'd been a lot of places. He said that was my job in life. I was a boundary checker. Here's one from the bottom side, way over on the far corner of that place. I went down there to see if there was any light down there. There was. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He did the old soft shoe. Jump so high, jump so high. Then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, come on in. Met him in a cell. The eyes of age, and spoke right out. He talked of his life, he talked of his life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. Said the name of Jangles and he danced a lit. Across the cell, he grabbed his pants, a better stance, then he jumped up high. His heels, you let go of that. Oh yeah, you let go of that. Shook back his clothes all around. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Come on those advanced shows and county fairs throughout the South. Pocatiers 15 years. I was dogging here. At every chance in honky tonks, for drinks and dips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, and I drink some beer. Shook his head as he shook his head. I heard someone ask him, please. Bojangles and he danced for you.
Mr. Jerry Jeff Walker. Hey, got a quick story since he finishes banging around there.
Somebody said if I could write a song as good as Bojangles, I'm not really all that much an asshole. Billy sort of cleared up his debts with this one.
Okay, now you hushed. Listen, I got a funny story real quick. I went to see one time. It was here in Knoxville. There was a lineup of Jerry Jeff Walker and can't remember who all else. John Prine was there. And anyway, there was about... four sets of musicians or something like that. And anyway, I remember Jerry Jeff Walker just vaguely. And to be honest with you, I think there was a, number one billing. And John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker, and a couple of these other people were on the ticket, as we used to call it. On the ticket. Anyway, they were performers. And be honest with you, I was really, really young at the time. I hadn't heard a whole lot about Jerry Jeff Walker, and it's sort of like the time I got a chance to meet Johnny Cash, and like an idiot, I turned it down. So anyway, it goes to show you what you're dealing with here just a little bit. But I've looked back on that ever since and thought about how stupid it was. I didn't even know who these people were, and I couldn't wait for them to shut up and get off the stage until the main act came up. But I guess that's just the way it goes. Can you believe that? John Prine himself? And Jerry Jeff Walker, and I hardly even knew who they were. Okay, I'll shut up now. We're going to play a tune by Justin Townes Earl called Christchurch Woman.
I was doing all right, laying in and laying low. I was wasting my night, calling in my favorite songs on the local radio. I was standing in the window, staring down into the street. Just when the lightning flashed and the thunder rolled and the telephone rang, I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. Yeah, the rain keep coming, but it ain't enough to cover the been a fool for a conversation and a couple of smokes. Yeah, and when I'm feeling this blue, I just need someone to laugh at my jokes. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain, and it's early evening, so there's hope for a better day. Thank you. riding and the crowds are starting to fade away. And I know I shouldn't be here waiting on her, but I keep thinking any second she'll be coming round the corner and I should be in my room. Man, I should learn how to forget. Well, she may be pretty all, but someday I'll get sick of her. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. The rain keep coming, but it ain't enough to cover the pain. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. And it's early evening, so there's hope for a better day.
Really fine tunes there. That's Justin Towns Earl doing a song called Christchurch Woman. Let's see what that was off of. Harlem River Blues is the name of the project. Wow, that's a great cover. Of course, we had Jerry Jeff Walker to do the very famous Mr. Bojangles. That's off the project Live from Dixie's Bar and Bus Stop. I ain't making that up. Primitive Quartet also had a song for us recently, here directly a few minutes ago. It's their title track off I'm Looking Through New Eyes. And, man, what a tremendous group. Have nothing but respect for those folks. Just wonderful. We got Claire Lynch coming up. I'm talking about a really diversified bunch of music coming up, and I can't wait to do it. Talk about every different directions. You ever wonder about how it would feel for the fireworks to go off in front of you going every which direction and then possibly even at you? That's sort of the way the next couple of sets are going to be. Let me give you an idea how crazy the next two sets are going to be. I got Claire Lynch coming up doing a song called Empty Train. That's off for Project North by South on Compass Records from back in 2016. It's still brand new to me. The late Greg Allman, man, is that so hard to say. He was putting together a project called Southern Blood, I believe about the time he passed away, and we've got a song coming up off of it called My Only True Friend. I mean, this is stuff I get to pick, and I'm so tickled. How about this? The late Levon Helm with the Levon Helm Band at Merlefest. How about that? From back in April of 2008. Going to do one of his most amazing songs. I've always loved it. It's called Ophelia. Anyway, I ain't going to sing for you. And then we got the Atlanta Rhythm Section coming up. Get that. We got Catherine Muller from New Brunswick coming up. And this is off of a song called Take the Happy Road from all the way back in 2006. Is that crazy or what? Anyway, we're going to have a good time. And that's what this show's all about. You're listening to Tennessee Dan the Scuba Man on the SBB Radio Network. Here's Claire Lynch.
Just along the station I'm waiting at, and my tickets bought, my bags are packed, and my shoes or lead, my feet are clay. I can't stand alone, I can't run away until every day is much the same. And I rattle on like an empty train. The rounded hills are rusty brown, and the river winds its way through town.
See you in my dreams sometime. living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is my only true. Like home is just around the bend. I got so much left to give, but I'm running out of time, my friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I just can't face living this life alone.
Yep, some of you don't know who that is. That's around Atlanta Rhythm Section. Excuse me, I was just sitting here thinking about... sorry about that. Getting to see them many, many years ago. That's the greatest hits, off the greatest hits, and it's called Free Spirit. Anyway, while I'm running my chops just a little bit, let me give you an idea how old I am. I went to see Molly Hatchet and Lynyrd Skynyrd one time. Can't remember who else was on the billing, but were on the ticket. But Molly Hatchet and Lynyrd Skynyrd, and for some reason that put me to thinking about those groups, Atlanta Rhythm Section. I'm not sure they were with them or not, but anyway, I just remember going to that concert, those concerts. Anyway, I'll shut up about my old days. Levon Helm Band at Merlefest. How about that? Doing Ophelia for us. And if you don't know by now, I am a huge Levon Helm fan. Have been for a long time, but I'm probably more now than ever. I'm going to send that out to Steve Martin because he's a very much like me as far as he loves the diversity and just awesome music and respects great artists. And I'm telling you what, Levon Helm, was the late great, was a great artist, let me tell you. But I know Steve appreciate that. That's from Merlefest in, let's see, April 26th, you have to do that too, of 2008. How about that? We also had Greg Allman, the late Greg Allman, from the wonderful Allman Brothers Band. I ran into somebody the other day. Get this. I can't remember if they said it was them or somebody they knew that used to go to a park. I believe it was down in Georgia or Florida, one or the other. I'm going to get that. I'm going to see if I can run into that individual again. I'm going to get them to tell me that story again. I'm going to record what they're saying so that I can send it on to you. Those stories are one in a million. This guy was telling me, it's like he knew somebody that used to go see the Allman Brothers Band for free because they would play in a park on Sundays, I believe was the way the story went. Anyway, don't take my word for it, because I'm going to have to try to get the guy. Now I remember who it was told me that. I'm going to bug him again about it, and I don't think he'll mind one bit. But anyway, My Only True Friend was the name of the song we played off of the late great Greg Allman, and off the project Southern Blood. Kicked that set off with a wonderful, wonderful Claire Lynch doing a song off of her North by South project on Compass Records from 2016 called Empty Train. Anyway, let's see who got coming up. You're going to love this. I hope you are, because I'm going to play it anyway. Catherine Muller, we got one picked up for you. I've been talking about Catherine Muller a bunch. She came out in 2006 with a CD called an album, whatever you want to call it, Take the Happy Road, back in 2006, or probably cassettes still around. Let's see, we're going to do, as far as I can tell, it's the title track off of there. We'll find out when we get there. We got Holly Norman coming up. This was a neighbor of mine. I ain't kidding you. This was a neighbor of mine growing up, Holly Norman. And, anyway, she was obviously a huge Elvis fan, because she came out a few years back with a project called Taking Care of Business. Oh, excuse me. Taking Care of Bluegrass. And I got to throw it out to Bob. I appreciate Bob Mitchell for having her to do a station drop for me, because we're going to run that coming up as well. The Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band's also going to come up in the next set. And just to give you an idea who I got lined up, and you talk about a diverse bunch of music, and I absolutely love doing this program, because I'm going to get to play Mavis Staples, Daly and Vincent, the Time Jumpers, our good friend Donnie Scott. We just had him as an artist spotlight project feller back just a couple, 3 weeks ago. Sandy Shortridge we got in probably set after next or something like that, probably in segment three. T. Graham Brown, and get this. I had this song on my mind a minute ago, and that's scary just to think about. I've got anything on my mind. Anyway, I got the song Gentle on My Mind coming up. It's a live recording from Gray Fox from back in 2014. Then we got the Steel Drivers with Chris Stapleton. As far as I'm concerned, hit me with a rock. The only Steel Drivers that ever existed is, in my opinion, that was just truly, truly, truly the Steel Drivers was when they had Chris Stapleton. Okay, I'm going to make some people mad. And if I do, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and kick off. Well, excuse me. I'm going to have to go into segment 3. Give me just a second.